Okay, today's daf is Marcus Daf Yud. Marcus Daf Yud. So we are starting from the Gemara on Daf Tesma Beis. We just read the Mishnah as we get into the main Mishnah telling us where and where the Ari Miklats are, where a Rotzeach B'Shogeg would run to, and we saw the din, which is going to be discussed and expanded upon today, and that is it was a package deal. All six Ari Miklat worked together. The three in Eber HaYardin did not have the protection power until all six were set up and designated by Yehoshua bin Nun. Okay, so says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, Shalosh Arim Hivdil Moshe Beber HaYardin, Ukeneg Don Hivdil Yehoshua Beretz Kanan. There were three on Eber HaYardin, on the east side of the Yardin, and three in Eretz Canaan, that Yehoshua ben Nun was Mavdil. Umechuvanos hayu kamin shtei shiro shebekerem. And they were exactly equal. There were three in a line, north-south, on the east side and on the west side, and they were equal horizontally to each other. Meaning the axes that they were on horizontally were equal. Chevron b'Yehuda keneged Betzer by Midbar. That was in the south. Right, Chevron was in the south. Shechem Bahar Ephraim Keneged Ramos Bagilat. That was in the north. Kadesh in the all the way, but more north. Kadesh Bahar Naphtali Keneged Golan Babashan. So Shechem and Chevron were two of the Ari Miklat. It's interesting to keep that in mind for later. Ushlosha Vishilashta. Pasuk says you shall be Mishalesh the Ari Miklat. Sheyihu Mishulashin. What does that mean? They should be split in thirds. Sheyehei, they midarom lechevron, kimi chevron leshchem, umi chevron leshchem, kimi shchem lekadesh, umi shchem lekadesh, kimi kadesh lesafon. They were all equidistant from each other. From the south border and the north border, from the south border to the southern one, to Chevron, should all be equidistant. So the 3 points in a row, and all of the spots, the distances between the border and each city and the next city, were all equidistant to each other. So there'll be equal footing, so that wherever one is, one will be able to run. Be'ever HaYardin, Tlas. Be'eretz Yisrael, Tlas. What does that mean? With three in Eber HaYardin, three in Eretz Yisrael? Eretz Yisrael is a much larger area. So how is it possible that you need three Ari Miklats in Eber HaYardin, such a small 2.5 Shvatim, while you'll need for 9.5 Shvatim, you'll need also three, the same exact number? Amar Abaya, Begilad, Shchichi Rotzchim. In Gilad, which is in Eber HaYardin, murder was common. It was a much more Shchiyah occurrence, and that's why you needed more Ari Miklats. Dechsiv, Gilad, Kiryas, Paulus, Pauli, Aven, Akuva Midam. Kilad was a city of those who do wrong. Akuv Meidam, it is Akuv. It is an ambush of blood. Akuva. My Akuv Meidam, Amar Balazar, show you Okvin La Harug Nefashos. That's what they did in Gilad. That's why you needed more Ari Miklats. 2 points. Again, the Aruch Lanair, as we have seen, is playing a crucial role in this Masechta. And he continues to play a crucial role in this Masechta. First point we mentioned, though, a couple of weeks ago, back in Sanhedrin, we quoted this Aruch Lanair. We said, we got to remember this one. The Aruch Lanair says, here, Gila Shlichi Rotzkim. He says, Ksas Kasha, Lefizeh, why do you need so many Ari Miklats? Because Shlichi Rotzkim. There is a famous question we're going to deal with in a minute. But there's a less famous question. It says the Aruch Lanair, we know B'Yemos HaMashiach, there's going to be another three. The Rambam says this is the one mitzvah that's going to change in Yemos HaMashiach. We're going to add on three more Ari Miklats, they're going to be nine. Because it's based on a pasuk. The pasuk says, V'yasafta l'cha o'ch shalosh arim. It's going to be nine. The Rambam pasuk is that way in Hilchas Rotzeach. Ask the Aruch Lanair, what do you need Ari Miklats for in the future? It's not going to be a Yitzhahara. It's not going to be murders. So what do you need Ari Miklats for? People are going to die? That's his question. Lama Yemos HaMashiach yugimol be'ever HaYardin gamkein. Ki al dafina mikra. Right, he says, "V'chein pasuk a Rambam, hay la'asid lavo batal yitzahara k'damrinim besuka, v'lo ye'od hori b'meizid." V'tzarech Lamar gives two answers. Answer one, which is the pasuk pshat, "Kivan d'kfar hayu l'tzarech yisharu v'lo yivatzlu." Since in Olam Hazeh, right now we needed them, so there's still going to be Ari Miklats. Then you're not going to need them then, but once you have them now, they will not lose their status. That is number one. Number two, the second answer he says, because he has a question on that, he says, Od tzarech lomar, demaita amrinon, de ibala hamaves, zedafka, shelo yehemisa, tiv'i me'atzmo, al yedei malach hamaves. Aval kishe yirtzach ha'adam, vada yamos gam limos ha'mashiach. Wow. Says the Aruch Laner, there's going to be Bechir Rechavshis and Yimos HaMashiach. Again, there'll be all the different stages that we spoke about at the beginning of Chelek, Taf Tzadik, and in Sanhedrin. Says the Aruch Laner, people aren't going to die from natural causes in Yimos HaMashiach. But see, people will still have Bechirah. People will still, Rechon HaLatzan, be able to be killed by accident. And therefore, you still need the Arei Miklas. Again, maybe Machalik between HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking, getting involved and people. Shades of a little bit of the Arachayim HaKadosh that we mentioned a couple years ago in a Parsha Shir on Parshas Vayeshev, where the Arachayim discusses, you know, the brothers threw Yosef into the pit, right? It was full of snakes and scorpions, so what was the difference if they kill him themselves and what, they just didn't want to be kumvaseh, mamish kill Yosef, they threw him into a pit of snakes. That was just like killing them. As I said, they didn't know, it was deep enough, they didn't see it was, there was snakes and scorpions, but if you say they did, what's the difference? Says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, they said to themselves, we don't want to kill Yosef, because we know we have that power. We'll leave him up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever Hashem does, so even though it's in snakes and scorpions, but it's in its animals, it's not beings with Bechira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still has the power to protect. But if now, we could kill him now, no matter what. That was where Rechayim HaKadosh says. So again, that's also a chiddush, to say that there's a chilek between HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement and people's bechira overriding. That's not usually what we assume. Okay, that is number one. Number two, the more very well-known question, and all the Mefarshim get into on this line, and that is Tosfos' implicit question. What does it say? You need just as many Arei Miklats on the east side of the Jordan because in Gilad there are a lot of murders. A lot of murders what? There are a lot of murders b'shogeg. People always murder b'shogeg in Gilad. No, Pasha's not what the Gemara means. The Gemara means people murder on purpose. So people murder on purpose, so what do you need Arei Miklats for? That doesn't help you. Arei Miklats don't help you if people murder on purpose. What's the Gemara talking about? There are a lot of murderers in Gilad, so you need Arei Miklats. What does that do? It's a Tosfos. Tosfos on the bottom. Tosfos on Tesman Beis. Bottom Tosfos. Begilad Shrichi Roschim. Pirish Ulahachi Hutzrach Nul Arei Miklat. Implicit question. So what do you need Arei Miklats for? Why do you need them? Lefi Kisha Hargim Mezid Below Edim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mezamin Lepuntek Echad. K'tabinu L'kaman. We're going to have on Amin Beis today, Bezrat Hashem, the story that we know from Rashi on Chumash, but it's a Gemara, that if somebody kills... B'mezid without Edim, and somebody killed B'shogi without Edim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make them come to the same place, and the one who killed B'mezid without Edim will be under the ladder, and the one who killed by accident will be on top of the ladder, he'll fall down. So even those who killed B'mezid, if they did it without Edim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to have to make people kill B'shogi. So you're going to have to end up with Arei Miklats. That's Tosfos. So in a backhanded way, you need the Arei Miklats because of the people who killed B'mezid. That is Tosfos. See on the side? On the bottom of Tosfos there's an asterisk, so it goes to the side. The Haramban beparsha achumish. Ramban, right, some of you, I know, it's got to go somewhere on the page. Look for the asterisk. So mine is right here. The Ramban beparsha achumish kasa b'zeh lashon gives another answer. It's quoting from the Ramban on Maaseh. The apal pi sheina miklat ela b'shogegin ha yushovchim dami b'mirma umarin atzman kishogegin. People used to kill B'mezid, but said they did it not by accident. Right, that was by accident. V'hotzrach laharbos lahem. It's on the top left over there. V'hotzrach laharbos lahem arei mikla liklodes kulam shelo noda mi hamezid. They were mazes, but they said they were shogegs. That's Ramban's pshat. But even deeper than that is what a number of the Bali Musar say. But even earlier, it's in the Maharal. The Maharal on the Gur Aryeh on this pasuk in Maaseh. The Ramban, the Gur Aryeh quotes the Ramban. He doesn't like the Ramban, and he quotes his brother gives him pshat. And he doesn't accept that either. And then he quotes his own. He says, anyone, once there is such a rampant murder rate, even on purpose, so that itself cheapens life in the society overall. And if everybody's killing each other, so then memela, life, the value of life is not going to be as carefully focused on, and people will probably kill b'shogeg also. Because what's b'shogeg? It's not karlones. Right, you're probably a little posheya. That's what the Rambam said. Derech Yerid is posheya. If people would have the correct value of life, they'd be even less Ritzicha b'shogeg. So the second that there's more Ritzicha b'mezids, that reflects the lesser value of life, which will lead to more Ritzicha b'shogegs as well. Umemelo lo tipsa echem mehem afa tovim shabahem shohaya nizar shelo laru kashiyara kaver b'shogeg leficha kamosha tipsa harbi mezidin shaharga b'mezid mikol shekein shaya yoser harbi shogegin shein nizharim shelo yavol yadam shvichas dam leficha ki needed many ra miklat. So you have the answer of Tosfos, you have the answer of the Ramban, and you have the answer of the Maharal. Look, the Reb Nevenzal expands upon this in Parshas Masei, where he doesn't quote this Maharal, but he talks about that's what this leads. But Makom Bo Rabu Rotzchem Bebezid Harigami Shalohi Gia L'Shif Lazu Mushpa Me'aviras HaZilzul HaKlalit B'Chayadam Eino Nisar V'Hori B'Shogeg. And that's what he says. Okay, let's continue. So that is the what's spoken about by the Achronim. Third line on top. Umayshna mehagisa, umehagisa de marachki, umayshna mitzoy de makarvi. Why is it? Ask the Gemara. We said before that each of the cities were equidistant from each other. But let's say I, between the border and the southernmost city, if I'm right next to the border, I gotta go almost a quarter of the distance of Eretz Yisrael to get to the Ari Miklat. If I'm right on the border, the southern, or on the northern border, I gotta go the whole distance. While if I kill b'shogeg right in between two of the cities, I have to go less than a quarter, to go an eighth, right, of the distance. So why is it fair that at some place you should try to figure out a way to place the cities that they're in a way that wherever you are, you have an equal way to, an equal distance to run, right? Even if you put them equidistant from each other and from the border, that doesn't work. If you spread them out differently, you'd have less amounts in between each one. It'll work out better, more evenly. So, Rabbi, no. B'shchem na mishchichi rotzchem. Now, you want it closer to Shchem anyway, because rotzchem are shchichin Shchem. The pasuk says, as we had in Sanhedrin, that Shchem is muchan l'peranos. A lot of Peronis in Shechem. U kechache ish, like people that are mechake, people that wait for other people and wait for a man. Gedudim chever koanim derech yiratzchu shechema v'chulu. And even though the pasuk Shechem here means like a portion, Shechem echad al achecha, as the pasuk says in Vayechi, but here Shechem of the Gemara is darshaning to mean Shechem. My chever koanim, what does it mean, a group of koanim, but only koanim are murderers? What are chaver koanim? Amar Belazar, shayim mischabrin laharog nefashos, ki koanim halalu, shayim mischabrin lachlok trumos v'beis agronis. Just like the koanim get together to go collect truma, they go together as a team, and they go to the storehouses to get truma, so too, these murderers banded together in order to murder together. Period. So those are the six Arei Miklat. Three in Ebrei Yardin, three in Galo. Ask the Gemara Vesu, like, oh, there's only six? What do you mean? Vaksiv, the pasuk says, Alam titznu arba imushtaim ir. There's 42 more Ari Leviim, or the 6 Ari Miklat, which are Ari Leviim, 42 more, 48 altogether. And they're all the status of Ari Miklat. Right? So what is so special about these 6? There's 48. Amar Abaya. No, there's a difference between the two. Halalu koltos, bein ladas, bein shalaladas. These 6 Ari Miklat are kolate, even shalaladas. Even if you ran in there without knowing. Right? You're just running away. You happen to run into an Ari Miklat. You didn't realize that was the Ari Miklat. You didn't realize where you were running.
How does the Gol Adam know?
It's a good question. It's a good question. How does the Gol Adam know? If they aid him there. But if a Gol Adam gets to him inside, probably there's gonna be a witness. So Allah calls Ben Ladavish Laladas, Halalu, but these other 42, Ladas Koltos, Shalaladas, Anam Koltos. They only call it ladas if you went in ladas, not if you went in shalol ladas. So the Pasha, Rashi says, if you run in and you didn't realize. The Ritva says, what if they carry you in sleeping? That's what it means, shalol ladas. They carry you in sleeping. Pirish, koshenechaz yashin bakasif acherim, ol gabi behema. Let's say you're in a car, and somebody drives in, you're sleeping in the car. That's the case. Oh, shalol hayo yodesh yir miklat. Then he quotes Rashi's at the end. You don't know if it's in yir miklat. That is the... That is the Ritva. There is an amazing Ha'ara of the Meshech Chachma.
Does that mean you have to constant dance?
I don't think. I think it was just when you went in. When you went in, defined your Knisa. I don't think it's a constant. What about when you're sleeping in there? You're sleeping in there, right. I think it's only when you go went in, that is when the din is. The Meshech Chachma says in Parshas Maaseh, V'od Yireli. This is Perek Lamed Hei. Perek Lamed Hey, Pasuk Yud Gimel. The Pasuk says, Sheish Arei Mikla Tihiena Lachem. Sheish Arei Mikla Tihiena Lachem. Says the Meshech Achma. The Hashesh Arei Mikla Kultu Ava Pi Shebah Shalah Rosiach Shalola Das, as we just read in the Gemara, even if Shalola Das, Vishalola Hatzilos Asmo, even if you ran in, not without your Kavada, Dafka Bi Yisrael. We mentioned yesterday, even in some cases, a Ger Toshav could go into near Miklat. A Ger Toshav, the Meshech Achma's Mechadesh, is only if he went in Ladas. Even these six. Why? Because there's two different psukim. The Pasuk, one Pasuk says, Sheish Arei Mikla Tihiyen Alachem. This Pasuk. But the other Pasuk that includes Ger Toshav says, Levnei Yisrael v'lager v'latoshav bitocham tiyena sheish harim ha'ela l'miklat. It doesn't say, sheish harim miklat tiyena lachem. Six cities of refuge will be for you. It will be for you automatically. Or the one that includes Ger v'toshav, it says Bnei Yisrael and Ger v'toshav, there will be six cities for a refuge. Doesn't say refuge cities for you, but he says for a refuge. So he thinks, he suggests, that the Ger Toshav has to go in for a refuge, for the Miklat, in order for it to be kolad. And this Chiddush, only based on this Pasuk, is only by Yisrael, and not by Ger Toshav. Again, the Meshech Achma, Kedarko Vakodesh, being Mechadesh Halachos, based on Pshuto Shel Mikra. Halachas that we don't have, even in the... In the Gemara, but that's his Chiddush. Sometimes he's Bechadish something, and then years later we'll find that it's a Sifri, and it's a Medrash, and it's some other Rishon said it. That's the Gavlus of the Meshech Achma. Okay. Is it a mitzvah to run into the Yermiklat? Well, it's a prevention of your own, right? What if somebody stays outside on purpose? He wants to be killed? That's suicide. There's going to be a machlokas we're going to get to. Is it a mitzvah for the Gol Adam to kill the guy outside the Yermiklat? That's a machlokas.
Is this related to then Mitzvah Srichas Kavana or not?
Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. I don't know if it's related to that. Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. What is there a Mitzvah Asay? We said from the Sefer HaChinuch at the beginning of the parak, we said on Friday, there is a discussion, the Mitzvah of Galus. Mitzvah of Galus, right? We mentioned. Sorry, I forgot. The Sefer HaChinuch says the Mitzvah is on Bezdin and upon the guy. So it is a mitzvah. This mitzvah srichas kavana. I mean, if you hold the ain srichas kavana, you don't have to have kavana. I think there's a separate din. Ladas v'shalol ladas. Right? Mitzvah srichas kavana, I think, even if you have no kavana, that it's a mitzvah. Right? You just know, I'm running here, and I could, the Torah said I can be protected here. Mitzvah srichas kavana, you have to know that you're doing a mitzvah. But this is just, you know, that the Torah protects it. Weiter. Says the Gemara, v'chevron yir miklat hu? Was chevron yir miklat? V'aksiv v'yitnu l'kali v'schevron asher diber mo kasher diber moshe. What do you mean? Kalev got Chevron. Kalev was from Yehuda. So was Kalev, this is an Ir Miklat. So Amar Abaya, Parvadoha. No, Kalev got the burbs. Kalev got the suburbs around Chevron. Dechsiv, Ves Steha Ir, Ves Chatzarea, Natru, LeKalev and Yefune. Right, he got the suburbs. So according to this, everything Kalev had was in the suburbs. Interesting, I saw one of those already made the Hara that, so the Kever Avos that he went to in Shlach was in the suburbs. It wasn't really in Chevron. Right, if you assume that his connection was only in the suburbs, so where he went, the Shlach was in the suburbs. He didn't really go to Chevron. Interesting. So the Gemara says, fine, that's Kalev. Next, V'kedesh ir miklat havi kedesh, which was one of the cities mentioned in Har Naphtali, Kedesh Har Naphtali. So that was in ir miklat v'aksiv, but arei mivsar. It says one of the cities, the fortified cities, Hatzidim Tsar. Tzer, v'chemas, rekes, v'kineret, v'kedesh, v'edrei, v'ein chatzor. So you see, Kedesh is on these cities, one of the Arei Mifsar. An Arei Mifsar, I read a fortified city, a very large city. Rashi says, a krach gadol. V'tanya, and we learned, Arem halalu, ein osin osan, lo tirin katanav, lo krachim gadolim. We don't make Ir Miklat into tiny little villages or into very large cities, Elayos Benonios, only middle cities. You don't make them into tiny cities because then the Goel Adam might be able to come in and just, without anybody noticing, you know, kill the guy. And you don't make it into a huge city because, again, if it's so many people, and it'd probably be reasons that the Ir Miklat might want to be in that big metropolis also. So you make it a Benoni. Make it a Benoni. Enough that people will see the Goel Adam coming in, but not enough that they can get hidden and want to go there. So how could you say Kedesh is an Ir Miklat? We see Kedesh is one of these huge fortified cities. So I'm Rav Yosef. Taita Kedesh Ave. Tzvei Dinim. Right, two kedushes. Amar Vashi, Kagon Salakum, Va'akra de Salakum. Right, like these two other cities that were also twin cities with the same name. Gufa, Aram Alalu, Enos Arsalatir, Kitanim, Vlokrachim Gedolim, Ela Ayoz, Beinonios, middle cities. The Ein Moshiv Nosam, Ela Bamakamayim. You make sure there's a water source by the year Miklat. V'mein Shamayim, if there was no water source, Rashi quotes, when Yeshua split up and he picked the year Ari Miklat, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, if there were no water sources there, then Mevi'im Lamayim, they bring water, they bring build aqueducts in order to have water there. Because you don't want him, you don't want the Rotzeach to have to leave for any reason. V'im Hashivan Asan El B'Makam Shvakim, you only build them in a makom shvakim, where there's place, put many shuks to buy food with. V'im Hashivan Asan El B'Makam Achlosin. That has to be where there is population. Rashi explains there are villages surrounding, so that the Goel Adam won't have to mamish come to the city. Even though, again, the Goel Adam is not allowed to kill him in the city, but we want to make sure. Sometimes he might lose himself, so we want to prevent the Goel Adam from having any reason to come to the city. Is it usher for him to come to the city? No, I don't think it's an isser to walk into the city. It's isser for him to kill the guy. Nismatu uchluseihen. If the populations around there went down, we'll see if it'll end. You add more. Bezdin tries to keep these cities with a certain number of people in and around. Nismatu diurehen. If the people living inside were nismayin, mevi'im lahem, kodem levi'im Yisraelim. You bring all righteous people. The Ritva says people with good midas, not just levi'im, but all people could come in and live there. Why dafka Yisraelim, kohanim? All different types of people. Says the Aruch Lanera says that in the Ir Miklat, you need people like him. You can't live with people, though, so they're all different than you. Imagine, I'm a Yisrael. So imagine if I lived in a city and everybody else was a Kohen. Think about it. So I'd be the only one saying Yivarachach Hashem, right, to listening. But besides that, you got to live with people who, like, have your background and are connected to you and similar values, where you're coming from. I mean, I was once talking to a Levi. And I mentioned something like, you know, yeah, so the Kohen got two aliyahs. He's like, I've never seen a Kohen get two aliyahs. I said, wow, he's never seen a Kohen get two aliyahs, because he's a Levi. If he's ever there, so then the Kohen never gets two aliyahs. I'm like, well, he's never seen that. I've seen it 100 times. But that, look, if you're a Levi, you've never seen it. If you're a Kohen, you never said a locative Lokei Moseinu in Eretz Yisrael, because you're always there. You're like, oh, they didn't duchen for 2 weeks, so they didn't have a Kohen. Oh, I've never seen them not duchen in Israel. Right? So that's it. So we're not on that wavelength. Right? A Kohen is probably thinking, I don't know what you're talking about, a Kohen getting two aliyahs. Or a Levi says that, right? They can't understand us, all of us here. Any kind of here? No. Okay, says the Gemara. The Ein Mochrim Bohem, and also you're not allowed to sell in the Ari Miklat. Look Lei Zion, look Lei Mitsuta. You can't sell weapons or trapping instruments. Divrei Bechemia. You don't want it to be easy for the Goel Adam. The Chamatira, the Cham say, no, don't worry about it. You don't have to be worried about that. The Shavin, she person besochan mitsudos. They're not allowed to spread nets in the city, even for animals, because they can be used. V'ein mafshilin l'tochan chavalim, k'dei shelo yete ragel goal adam mutsu yasham. And you also can't spread ropes around, because again, the goal adam could use his ropes for his own issues. Amr b'yislam ma'ikra, v'nas alachas ben harim ha'el v'chai. Why? The pasuk says, because he's running with one of these cities and live, avid le midi detavi lechiyusa. Do something that he can live. Meaning, if you have all these weapons, that he can't live. Fine. Tana. Okay, famous line. Talmud shegala maglin rabo imo. If a Talmud goes to Gullus, his Rebbe's got to go with him. Wow. If Talmud goes to Gullus, his Rebbe's got to go with him. Shenemar v'chai, says v'chai, he has to live. Avile midi tevi lechiyusa. Right, do something that he can live. Just one more line. Amar b'zeira mikan shalei shana adam l'talmud sheino hagin. That's why a Rebbe shouldn't teach to an improper Talmud. Because if you teach to a murderer kind of Talmud, then you might end up in Ir Miklat with him. Right, so that's why you shouldn't do that. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Harav Shegala, Maglin Yeshivaso Imo. Same thing with the opposite. If a Rebbe goes to Gullus, then it's all Yeshiva goes with him. Because again, he can't live without teaching Torah. So that's Rebbe and Talmud. There is, if you come today just to hear this line of the Rambam, it's the Rambam talking. Just today, there's the line of the Rambam, Dayenu. Says the Rambam. Should be a famous Rambam. We're going to make it famous. Says the Rambam. In Hilchas Rotzeach, Talmud Shegala, it's basically what the Gemara says, but the Rambam says it with emphasis. Talmud Shegala L'Ari Miklat, Maglin Rabo Imo, Shenemar V'chai. Right? If the Talmud goes to your Miklat, so you send the Rebbe with him. Shemar v'chai. Asei lo kidei sheyichya. You have to do to him so that he lives. V'chaye ba'alei chachma u'mevaksheha below Talmud k'misa chashuvin. The life of a Baal Chachma and those who seek Chachma without learning is like death. There it is. V'chaye ba'alei chachma u'mevaksheha below Talmud k'misa chashuvin. That is on Rambam like in Mishnah Torah. But that's the basis for the halacha. So the Gemara says, it's kamisa chashuvin. Okay, the Gemara says tevi lechayusa. The Rambam says it. The Rambam says it. The person can't live. And then I saw there's an unbelievable ha'ara by the Rebbe Chaim Shmulevitz. We know these two Gemaras, we don't put them together. In the new version, it's Maimer Mem in Sichas Musar. Rebbe Chaim Shmulevitz says, we know the Gemara of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, beginning of Mesachas Brachas. What does Rabbi Yochanan say? Rachman al-Zal, he lost 10 sons. Rabbi Yochanan used to walk around with a bone of his 10th son that he lost. Dane Gamer Desi Rabir. He walked around, it's a big discussion, was he a Kohen? Did he walk around it? Was Matame? Whatever. But he walked around with a bone. But he dealt with it. He walked around. He was very upset, but he dealt with it. What does the Gemara Bamitzia say? Rabbi Yochanan, same Rabbi Yochanan, Rechanan Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish dies. What happened? Rabbi Yochanan can't, he's looking for a chavrusa. And somebody listens to him and he says, Rabbi, I'll bring you 100 proofs. He says, I don't want to issue 100 proofs. Reish Lakish asked me 100 kashas and everything I said. I don't need the proofs that you give me. And he was so distraught towards the end. Yes, he kind of caused it, but the Gemara seems passionate of the Gemara is that he was so upset that he didn't have a good chavrusa. He didn't have a Talmud to listen to him. And ultimately what happens? He died. He couldn't deal with it. He couldn't deal with it. He could deal with losing his 10 sons. He couldn't deal with losing his Talmud. The same Rabbi Yochanan. That's this Gemara. Talmud, Rabu Shagali sent the yeshiva with him. Why? Because he can't live without it. He can't live without this Talmudim. A Rebbe can't live without his Talmudim. A Talmud can't live without his Rebbe. That's Rav Chaim Shmulevitz of Sa'ara. Unbelievable. Page Kuf Ayin in the new ones. In the new versions. The Ein Yaakov has Ha'ara, which is Ha'ara that has to be said. If a Talmud goes into Galus, you only send the Rebbe if the Rebbe doesn't have any other Talmudim. Right? If he has a whole yeshiva worth of Talmudim and one guy goes, maybe he'll go there once every couple of weeks, but you can't save this Talmud's life with at the cost of all the other Talmudim. So, but theoretically, the Gemara is talking about a case where there's only a exclusive Rebbe Talmud relationship. Okay. That's Baruch Hashem. Says the Gemara, Eini, is it really true that why would the Rebbe need to go to Golus? The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Minayin, L'divrei Torah, Shein Kaltin, Divrei Torah learning itself protects. Shemar is Betzer Bamidbar V'chulu, V'ksiv Basrei, V'zos HaTorah. We darshan, Torah protects. What do you have to go to Eretz Miklat for? Isn't the learning itself protecting? Doesn't it have a protective power? Look, Asha. Ha be'idra da asikba, ha be'idra da lo asikba. No, it depends. While he's learning, fine. He's not going to learn every second. So that's why he's got to go to Eretz Miklat. V'ibayi seima, like Mati said, when he's sleeping, he's not learning. Right, so therefore, maybe the Groh was learning when he was sleeping, but we don't learn when we sleep. So therefore, you have to go to Ari Miklat. Wow, fine. Torah will protect you from. Torah protects you. What did the Torah protect you from? Not from a guy coming in to murder you. Torah doesn't protect you from that. Torah protects you from the Malach HaMavis, that type of death. Kiha, just like, so we have one story quoted here. The Marsha says, we could have quoted two other stories in Shas, David HaMelech for one, Gemara Shabbos Daf Lamed, right? But here, they quote another story, Rav Chisda's end. Kiha, the Rav Chisda, Avi Yosef, Vigaris, Bebe Rav, Rav Chisda was learning the base Medrash, Veloka, Avi Yachol, Shlicha, the Malach, the Mosel, the Mikrav, Lagabe, the Malach HaMavis couldn't get close to him, to Lavi Shosik, Pu, maybe Girsa, he didn't stop learning for a second. We can't fathom this level of concentration. He didn't stop learning for a second, so the Malach HaMavis couldn't get to him. So what happened? Salak b'yasva arza de beirav. He goes and sits on a tree outside. Paka arza, the tree splits. V'shasek, Rav Chisda said, huh? Heard a sound? V'yachol, and at that moment, he was able to kill him. So you see, Torah has a protective power. One of the Achronim, L'maisa, the Malach HaMavis did it. So what kind of protection did the Torah give? What kind of protection? He distracted him, but he killed him anyway. So he did kill him, even though he was learning. So what kind of protective power? So one of the Achronim says, but once the Baal HaMavis doesn't get you at the second that he's supposed to, it's delayed, that it's a different type of death. That's a Misas Neshika. So only when, if he comes right when he's supposed to get you, and he gets you right then boom, that's the Malach HaMavis. But if it's delayed at all, that's Misas Nashika. That's one. I thought maybe you could say another answer. That you could say, no, fine, the Malach HaMavis did it afterwards, but if it's delayed, so those few seconds are Chayolam. You were protected for those few seconds. We know there's infinite value to every second of life. You have to come up to Misas Nashika. There's a quote, I don't know what the source for that is. But maybe that's another answer that you could give, that it's just that those few seconds, you had protection, right? Afterwards, he got you, but he can't do it directly whenever he wants. Okay. Why is the first ear miklat listed Reuven? Right? It says in the list. Where's the list? Chever keneged Betzer Bamidbar. Right, Betzer Bamidbar. So the that is in Reuven's Nachla. So why? Because he was the first one to suggest Hatzalah to Yosef. Fine, so Reuven got Hatzalah. What's the Chiddush of Moshe Rabbeinu Siddiq HaSan Yorei Miklat? Amar L'Kadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, Hazrech Shemesh L'Rotzchim. So we darshan hazrich, shine the sun for the roschem, meaning build ari miklats. Iga da amri amalei hizrach l'shemesh l'roschem. Or maybe afterwards, Hashem gives him a shkayach. You brought the sun up for the roschem. Darshav simoi my dechsev oiv kesef liyis ba kesef. Somebody loves gold, silver, he'll never be satisfied. Well, always about more. Umi ohev bahamon lo tfua. If people love bahamon tons, lo tfua. He will not have enough tfua. If you love a lot of great, whatever you love, you never have enough of. Or if kesef liyis ba kesef, ze Moshe Rabbeinu. Shehaya yodeya she'en shalosh arpshe be'er yadin koltos, ad shlo nifkul shalosh be'eretz kanan. We mentioned this the last point yesterday. But here the Gemara expands on it. Moshe Rabbeinu knew that his three wouldn't be effective until the other three were picked. V'yomar mitzvah shebal yadi akaimena. But he still said to himself, I'm going to do it anyway, even though it's not going to be effective. So that's Moshe Rabbeinu. He couldn't get enough mitzvahs. Oiv kesef liyis ba kesef, oiv mitzvahs liyis ba mitzvahs. Couldn't get enough. Couldn't get enough, even a little bit. That's the Rambam that I mentioned yesterday. I didn't read it inside, but the Rambam says in... Where's the Rambam? The Rambam says, I don't think I brought it, he says, this is even a chatzi mitzvah. He didn't even do the mitzvah. It's still good enough. Feels like Chavetz Chaim in Vaschanan. Got to mention this year in the Parsha Shir. Bez Hashem, the Chavetz Chaim says, many times we have the attitude of, we're not going to be able to do the whole job anyway, so what's the point? Lashon Hara? Forget it. I'm going to be perfect in Lashon Hara. I'm not going to speak any Lashon Hara? Of course I'm going to speak Lashon Hara. A little bit. So, you know, why start? I'm not going to be perfect anyway. What's the big deal? I'm not going to be able to learn as much as I'm supposed to learn. What's the big deal? Or he gives the mashal on the bottom. He says, we're in Shmoneh Esrei. We're up to Modim. And all of a sudden we realize, where has my mind been for the last 14 brachas? Right? We're shuckling. We're focusing. And all of a sudden we're talking like, oh yeah, I'm davening. Right? We don't realize that we're davening. We're in the middle. So what do we say? Oh, farfalan, forget it. No! Says the Chafetz Chaim. You got to start right now. Let's say there's jewels that are being washed up to shore. And you come to the beach, and everybody's there already getting the jewels. There are a few jewels. There's some jewels left. Oh, I can't get them all. I'm already too late. No! You get the ones that are there! You get the ones that are there! There's a girl walking in the marketplace, he says, with a basket of eggs. And all of a sudden, people come and start grabbing her eggs. What does she do? Okay, take them all. No, she takes the eggs that she still has, and she runs away. So we still have three brachas. We have Modim, we have Yal Kulam, Sim Shalom. Wherever we remember, says the Chafetz Chaim, right then. A little bit. That's Moshe Rabbeinu's message. Even a little bit of a mitzvah we have to try to do. Even at the beginning, if we're not going to be able to finish, or even at the end, if we miss the first part. Either way, that's the message. That's the Chafetz Chaim on Vo'es Chanan. Okay. Okay, a lot to say today. Says the Gemara, continuing. What about the second half of the pasuk? Umi ohev bahamon lo tfua, lumi noel olmod lulamed. From who is it noet to learn? Who is it noet to teach? Who should teach? Behamon, mi shekola tfua shalo. Hamon, that means a lot. Somebody who has all the tfuas. We're darshaning the word, even though it says lo tfua with an aleph, we're darshaning it lo tfua with a vav. To him, to the one who has so much tfua, I mean the one who knows all of Torah, he's the one that should teach. V'hainu domer blazer, this is where blazer says, my dechsiv mi yimalel dvorot Hashem, who should be the one that talks about the greatness of Hashem, yashmi akol tehilaso, we darshan lamino eh, l'malel dvorot Hashem, mi sheyachol lahashmi akol tehilaso, somebody who is a baki and who knows all of Torah. Somebody who knows a lot, he should be the one to teach. Right? First, we should be able to learn ourselves, and then once we collect that, then we should teach. For Rabbanu Miteva, Rabbi Bar Mari, Amar, different shot, Mi Ohev Bahamon, Lo Tvua, Kol Ha'Ohev Bahamon, Lo Tvua. Same thing. And the Rabbiyavu, Be Rabbanu, Neinayu, Barava, Braid the Rabba. The Rabbanu looked at him, that he was the one that had everything. He was a Ish Esh Kolos, as the Gemara, I think, in Sota says, Ish Shekulobo. He had everything. Simon Ashi Lomod Ravina Lalamid. Ravashi Amar Kolo Oev Lomod Bahamon Lo Tvua. Whoever loves to learn Bahamon in a group, so then Lo Tvua, he will have a lot. Vada de Amar Rabbi Yezir Rechanina, Maidav Sef Cherev Alavad Ben Oalu. What does that mean? Cherev Al Tzavari Son Am Shal Yitam 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 The sword is on those rabbis, She Yoshev Oskim Batar Babad, that they learn alone. They learn alone. If you learn alone, no, you gotta learn with a chavrusa. You gotta learn in a group. For lo od elashim etapshin. Not only do they, is it not good for their learning, but it makes them more foolish. Ksiv hacha v'no alu, v'ksiv hasem asher no alnu. It says, asher no alnu v'asher chatanu, right by the sin. For lo od elashim chotin. It's ksir da chet, shreemar v'asher chatanu. V'ibayisim v'mei hacha, no alu, sarei, so on. Sarei, so on. Also, maybe that's where you will see the word no alu, referring to sinners. Ravina Amar, Kala Oev Lomo Bahamon, Lo Tvua. Anybody who loves to learn Bahamon?
Yeah.
Sorry? Kala Oev Lomaid Bahamon, Lo Tvua. Did I skip something? Lo Tvua. So they are Lo Tvua. Again, we're saying Lo to him will be Tvua. Vahainu to Amar, as the Gemara says, here and in Tainis, Amar Rebbe, Harbi Torah Lamati Mirabosayim, Chaver Yosef Mehem, Umitalmidai, Yoser Mikulvam. Famous line that I learned a lot from my Rebbeim and more than from my friends. And the most for my Talmidim, and the Talmidim as kashas, right? Whenever you have to prepare something to teach, you learn it better than anything else. Right? If you have to learn something yourself, okay. But if you ever have to teach something, you learn it much better. That's also part of a Talmidah Yosmei Kulon. Because whenever you have to make a presentation about anything, you have to know it really well. Amr Bishur ben Levi. My dechsev omdus hayu raglene visharachi rishalayim. Omdus hayu. So what is that, the drush of that pasuk? Mi garam l'raglenu she ya'amdu. Bimilchama, who caused our legs to be standing here, Sha'arei Yerushalayim, Shayoskin Batorah. So the Asik Batorah also helped us fight the war and get here. Amr B'shub and Levi, my Dechsiv Shirham Al-Sodavid, Samachti Ba'omrim Li Beis Hashem Neilech, I'm happy when they say to me, let's go to the Beis HaMikdash. So it's a deeper meaning. Amr Dabal Pnei Kodesh Baruch Hu, Rabbona Shel Olam, Shamati Bnei Adam Shayoomrim, I heard people talking, Masa Yamu Zakein Zeh, V'yavo Shlomo Benovi Yevne Beis HaBechira, V'nalo L'Regel. I heard people talking, when is this old man going to die already? So Shlomo, his son, could come build the Beis HaMikdash. Because they knew that David HaMelech already bought the land for the Beis HaMikdash, but he couldn't build it. They must have known that Shlomo was going to have to build it. David couldn't, because he had blood on his hands, as the Pasuk says. So they knew that. So maybe even if they weren't saying this for any negative reasons, but David HaMelech reacted, V'samachti. Samachti ba'omrimli beis Hashem neilech. What an attitude. Amar lo kodesh baruch hu, Hashem says to him, ki tov yom b'chatzirecha me'elef. One of your days in my yard is greater than 1,000. What does that mean? Tov li yomecha shata osik b'torah lefanai. Greater is it one of your days of learning me'elef olos she'asid shlomo b'nacha b'ncha l'akrib lefanai agal ha'mizbeach. More than 1,000 olos. Right, one day of learning is greater than 1,000 karbanas that he is going to bring. So David, you should, the fact that he was besimcha, Hashem says, don't think that you're missing out by what you're doing here. Okay, Viter. Says the Gemara, U'b'chuvanos lahem drachim v'chulu. So the Mishnah said that we are mechavein the drachim zulazu. Right, tachilucha derech, we prepare the derech for them, and we make them equidistant. And the Gemara says now, Tanya, Reb Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Miklat ha'ekasav al-parashas drachim. They had signs. Miklat, this way. Ari Miklat. Kedei sheyakir ha-rotseach v'yifna l'sham. So that the rotseach recognizes it and runs there. You want to make it easy for him. Amar Rav Kahana, Maikra, tachilucha derech, asei lucha achar l'derech. Make the hachanas for the derech. So I saw something. I mentioned this, I think, once in the past. It's a vart that I saw in the Irving Bunim Pirkei Avos. Right, Bunim was the right hand man of Rav Aaron Kotler. It's a beautiful set of Pirkei Avos. So he has a vart in there. Then I saw it yesterday from the Chafetz Chaim also. I don't know where the Chafetz Chaim says it, but I saw it from the Chafetz Chaim. And that is it's an interesting ha'ara that for the Ari Miklat there are signs where the Miklats are, but for Aliyah L'Regel there are no signs where Yerushalayim is. Interesting. There are a lot more people going to Yerushalayim. Well, because Mistama, you'll see somebody else going that knows the way. Right? Why aren't there signs for Aliyah LeRegel? This way to the base of Migdash. Right? So says the Irving Bunim, he said, no, the point is because by Yerushalayim, you want people to ask for directions. Oh, who are you? Oh, how you doing? You have a place to stay? You want to create the camaraderie. You want to create the friendship. You want people to go into other people's houses. You don't want them to know. Right? So about Mashiach, the Ari Mikla, you want it to get there as soon as possible. You don't want a Ritzach Meshogig even walking into my house. If I know somebody killed by accident, I'm still not going to want to let him into my house. Right? That's why there are signs there. Mashiach in here. He says it on the Mishnah. Interesting. He says, on Yossi ben Yochanan ish Yerushalayim. On that Mishnah, beginning of Perkei Avos. And what does Yossi ben Yochanan say? I mean, he says, Yibescha pasuach lirvacha. The Yuanim bnei Vesecha. Why do you think he had to say that? So it says Irving Bunim, in the times of Aliyah LeRegel, there were probably people sleeping. Right? Put it in our terms. Imagine, think about if anybody has ever been in Chevron, Pashas Chayasara. Just think about that. Every spot in the city is covered by a person's sleeping bag. Right? Every spot. There's no go. You want to sleep somewhere? Yeah, you got 45 people in somebody's living room. What was it like in Yerushalayim? Okay, but Derech Neis, it expanded, but everybody had a place to sleep. So people probably opened up their homes, and you probably had people sleeping all over the place. So you got to have the right attitude. So Yossi ben Yochanan, Ish Yerushalayim, says, Yibescha pasuach lervacha. Dafka, he says, Hachnasas Arachim is the key. You got to make sure that you have that attitude. Unless it was an absolute miracle, this must surely mean that every resident of Jerusalem had the welcome mat out in front of his door and gladly provided for as many guests as he was physically able. Hence, Yossi ben Yochanan, the man from Jerusalem, points to what must have been a prevailing practice in the holy city. Yibescha pasuach lervacha. Dafka, now Mishnah, he says, and part of it is not having signs up, so they had to ask each other. Okay, weiter. Rav Chama bar Chanina pasach la pischa by la parsha so behalcha. Whenever Rav Chama used to give shir benari miklat, they used to start off with this pasuk. Tov yashar Hashem al kein yorech hatoim badarach. Hashem leads, show, it teaches the way of sinners. Im lechatoim yorech havchom la tzadikim. If he shows the way to sinners to go to the miklat, surely he shows the way to tzadikim. Rav Shimon ben Lakish pasach la pischa la parsha so behalcha. Rav Lakish used to give shir as follows. Start off with the following. He wasn't lying in wait. Hashem brought it to him. Hashem causes murder? Why would Hashem cause a murder? Oh, as follows. Kasha Yomer, Mashal HaKadmoni, as the original Mashal. The Torah is the original Mashal. Right? So as the Torah says, me Rishayim Yasa Resha. From Rishayim, go out Resha. The Chulu. What is this pasuk talking about? That Rishayim, B'shnei Bnei Adam, as we said before, two people, Sharag was an Ephesh, two people killed, Echad Harag B'Shogav, Echad Harag B'Mezid, Laza Ein Edim, two people killed, both without witnesses, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mazbinim, L'Put Degechad Hashem, brings them to the same inn. Zeh Sharag B'Mezid, Yoshif Tachas HaSulam, the one who killed the Mezid, goes under the ladder. Zeh Sharag B'Shogig, Yorei B'Sulam, the one who killed B'Shogig, goes under the ladder, V'Nof V'Lalav V'Hargo, and the one on top falls on him. Zeshari b'mezid nerag. Vezeshari b'shogei gola. So everything works out, and there is witnesses. There are witnesses on the second discussion, on the second occurrence, and therefore everybody ends up in the right place. The Rabbi Yosef Eagle just notes here: the Hari b'shogei is called a rasha. Is a Hari b'shogei pasul edus? The rule usually is chayiv malchus or worse. That's pasul edus. So what about a Hari B'Shogeg? That's a discussion in the Achronim. Here he's called a Rasha. Usually if you call the Rasha, you're possible Eidus. But this is only a Rasha in Shmuel. See, for Shmuel he's called a Rasha, not in the Torah. So Rabbi Yosef Engel right here has the discussion. Hari B'Shogeg, is he possible Eidus? Amar Avuna, Min HaTorah, Min HaNevim, Min HaKesuvim. From all three Svarim. Hashem shows you the way. Next week's parsha, Bilam, don't go with them. Okay, go with them, right? Because Hashem goes with Bilam. I will go with you on the way. Three psukim. Ask the Aruch HaNer. What do you need all three psukim for? Well, what do you need? Torah, Nevi'im, Suvim. Just give me the one from Torah. No, just the first one. You would have thought he only goes with you. Where's the Aruch HaNer? If you would have only had the first one, you would have thought that Hashem only goes with you for Akati lo shamanu shegam b'derech atov kisros le'malich loso. Only by bad. You choose the bad. Okay, Hashem will help you do bad. What about good? So that's the second pasuk. The second one is about good, right? It says malamech lahoil. Right. If you don't have had those two psukim, you would have thought you basically choose one direction. You're either a good guy or a bad guy. Right, but you don't know the same person. If you choose good one time, Hashem helps you out. If you choose bad one time, Hashem helps you out. There, that's the last pasuk. Right, that's why all three teach you something. So that's the chiddush of Bederech Hashem Vazalech Malichon Oso, and that's the concept elsewhere of Habala Taher Misayin Oso. Kadosh Baruch Hu always helps you whichever direction you're going in. Amar Rav Huna Rotzeach Shagol Al Ir Miklat Mozagol Adam Bahari Go Patur. If a Rotzeach is on his way to the Ir Miklat. And on his way, the Gol Adam kills him. He's potter. Doesn't say you're allowed to, but he says you're potter. The pasuk that says to him there is no death penalty, but Gol Adam mutechsiv. That's talking about the Gol Adam. If he kills the rotzeach on his way, so then he does not get killed. No, lo imish pamaves means brotzeach akasam edaber. Meaning, if the rotzeach didn't kill on purpose, therefore you can't kill him. That's what it means. Which is it referring to? He didn't hate him yesterday. So what do you mean it's talking about the Gol Adam? So the Gol Adam is potter from murdering. But no, it's referring to the Rotzeach himself, that he only did it b'shogeg. So he's not Chayim Misa. So who damar ki aitana, Rav Huna must hold like the following tana, Titania. Veloi mishpa mavis, begol adama kasam adaber. Ata omer begol adama kasam adaber, o ina el roseach, which is it referring to? Kshu omer ki lo sone hu lo mitbol shel shom, ha roseach amur. That's talking about the roseach. Hamani makayim veloi mishpa mavis, begol adama kasam adaber. Period. So let's be talking about the gol adam. Period. Next. Taran. Mosu lo shtei tabidei chachamim. Shema yergena baderech. V'yadaber elav. The Mishnah said you give him two great rabbis to talk to the Gol Adam to convince him not to kill the Rotzeach. So my love, what do they say to him? What do they say to him? So my love, to Masrube, tikadabar katalahu. It must be they say, you know, if you kill this guy, you're going to be chayim misa. Meaning, so it's a kasha on Rav Huna. Where's his low? Kidatan, no, they don't say that there. They just try to convince him not to kill him. Vaidabre love Dvarim Haruyum lo. Just say Dvarim Haruyum. Omam lo. Al tinag bo minak shofre damim bishkaga. Right. Bamai saliado. It just happened to him. Come on, he didn't do it on purpose. And Khinami, if you kill him, you're gonna be potter. But Labdafka, that's a raya. Rabbi Meir Omer, who Bidabra de Atzler. Meir Rabbi Mishnah said he speaks for himself. Shinamar Vized Vaharoseach. Omrulo, so they said to Rabbi Meir, Harbe Shlichos Oseh. It's better to do it with a shliach. It's better not for the Rotzeach shouldn't talk himself. Sometimes things are better said through a messenger. One more minute. Amar Mar, Bishkaga b'maisa liado, pshita, tibim mezid bargolosu. So what do you mean they tell him, oh, it happened b'shogeg? Of course it happened b'shogeg. If it happened b'mezid, that he wouldn't be going to Golos. Where's this in? That's true. That's true. But the Hatanya, we learned already. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer, b'tchila echad shogeg echad mezid makti mal ari miklat. Everybody goes to the ari miklat at the beginning. Ubezin shulchan mevino samisham. And Bezin brings it from there. Mishas Chayim Misa Harguhu. Shemar Vashalchu Zignei Yerov Alachu Osam Yisham. But also be Agol Adam. Vameis. Anybody who killed Vameis. Mishas Lonus Chayim Patru. If somebody's totally Patru, they Patru him. Shemar Vitzilu Ha'eda. That's a Rotzeach. Mi Agol Adam. Mishas Chayim Galos. Machzim Rosalim Komo. Shemar Vashivo Oso Ha'eda. Elir Maklato Asher Nas Shama. That's what they say. The Tanakhaba says that Bezin sends him back. Rebbe Omer Rebbe just adds, Me Atzman Hein Golin. It's not that the Bezin sent them there in the first place. It's not that Bezin said everybody run there. They went themselves. Kisvurin, because they thought Kisvurin hein echad shogeg v'echad mezid kultos. Some people thought originally that even b'mezid, the Ari Miklat will protect. The hein einan yodin shebishogeg kultos, b'mezid einan kultos. Period. Okay, we'll have to stop here. B'Hashem, we will continue tomorrow with getting into the Kohen Gadol. Get into the Kohen Gadol, which has not been mentioned yet, but we're going to get into it tomorrow. Okay, everybody, we'll stop here.